WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Playing fair, seven-game series. I'm Elliot Francis. The Clinton campaign says there's a double standard in how the FBI has released information in the waning days of the race. Bob Costantini reports.
The Clinton campaign is firing full bore at James Comey. The FBI director's vague letter to congressional chairman about the newly discovered emails, effectively reopening the Clinton probe, has campaign manager Robbie Mook wondering.
Director Comey felt it was incumbent upon him to announce that the FBI had some information he'd never even looked at, but they won't reveal connections to Russia.
Still, the New York Times is reporting an extensive FBI investigation has found no direct contact between Russian government interests and the Trump campaign. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Cubs are one game away from winning their first World Series since 1908 after beating the Indians 9-3 in Game 6. Chris Bryant went 4-for-5 with a home run, evening the series. Game 7 tonight in Cleveland. I'm Elliot Francis. Transit workers in Philadelphia are on strike for a second day. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Commuters in Philly are hoping for a speedy resolution to this strike.
I'm upset. I wish they could get this over with.
Let's get this done.
But local transport workers union president Willie Brown made it seem like they and management were still far apart on many issues.
Simple things as far as bathroom breaks, lunchtime for operators, run up down the street, scheduling.
Payments to the pension plan seem to be the main sticking point, though. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney told Fox 29 TV he's concerned about this continuing into Election Day.
People need to get to the polls to vote, and I'm hoping by that time this gets resolved.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A magnitude 4.5 earthquake rocked north central Oklahoma overnight. It occurred at 11:27 p.m. Central Time, the epicenter near Pawnee. It's about 70 miles northeast of Oklahoma. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, by this time next week, we will hopefully know who won the presidential election. But regardless of who you're voting for, a new poll finds most people agree on one thing.
They are indeed tired of the way the system is currently working, and they want change to take place.
That's one of the major findings of the University of Maryland's Critical Issues poll. Associate Director Stella Rouse says party affiliation doesn't matter.
90% of Republicans have this sentiment. But it's not just Republicans. We see 68% of Democrats and 79% of independents who really feel this way.
The poll of more than 1,500 people has a margin of error of 2.5%. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The latest Washington Post ABC News tracking poll has Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a virtual dead heat nationally, but Clinton still leads Trump in Virginia, mainly, the Post says, because of anti-Trump sentiment in the Northern Virginia region. Investigators hope an autopsy, a survivor, and recording equipment will help explain why a school bus slammed into a commuter bus in Baltimore yesterday, killing 6 people. The NTSB is leading the investigation. The state medical examiner will try to determine if the school bus driver suffered a medical emergency. A seemingly simple bill raising the minimum age to buy cigarettes in D.C. has touched off a debate into the criminal justice system and what actually constitutes an adult.
We have a sliding scale for what is adulthood.
Council Chairman Phil Mendelson calls it absurd that 18-year-olds can vote, be sent to war, or run for office, but under the bill the council just passed, they can't buy a cigarette for another 3 years.
This contributes in a very small way to an attitude toward the law that's not healthy.
We need to think more critically about what we deem to be adult behavior.
Even though it's just a $25 fine, Councilmember David Grosso says it could put kids on the wrong path.
I do not believe in the efficacy of civil penalties to deter or modify an individual's behavior.
The bill passed and now heads to Mayor Muriel Bowser's desk. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,037, the NASDAQ at 5154. Sports, the World Series is going to a Game 7 tonight after a resounding Cubs win last night. NHL, the Caps beat Winnipeg. NBA, the Wizards host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan. Plus, an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
A show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton.
And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Hey, it's ABC 7's Kid O'Shea in Nashville, right in the middle of all the celebrations for tonight's CMA Awards. I'm taking you live to all the star-studded excitement and fanfare. Join me throughout the day and after the CMAs tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland, nice and quiet. Do have some road work crews that haven't quite cleared yet. We'll start on the Rockville Pike in the southbound direction. Coming southbound right near Congressional Lane. One lane to the left gets by the paving project there. And then northbound on the Pike, it's inside the Beltway near Cedar Lane, where the work zone was along the right. 270, good, nice and quiet out of Annapolis. Bowie, 50, fantastic. And inside the Beltway, 50 in the BW Parkway looks good for the early ride into town. Coming in from the west, no issues to report. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wednesday, showing a little overcast around first part of the day. No rain, warmer temperatures on the move. 77, generally sunny as we get into the afternoon. Tonight, 59, clear. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thunder shower up near 81. Sunshine returns Friday, cooler, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Leesburg, 53 in La Plata, 56 degrees in Washington. Two Washington State parents are accused of injecting their three young children with heroin. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got all kinds of stuff for you here this morning as we are now just 6 days away from the election. At 7:35, we'll be joined by KT McFarland. At 8:05, we'll crunch some numbers and see where they stand with Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics. And at 8:35, we'll turn to that story about Trent Williams and his suspension, a four-game suspension with Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We saw more Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta emails yesterday as released by WikiLeaks, and one of them, an exchange that happened late in the evening on March 2nd, has raised quite a few eyebrows. This is an email from John Podesta to Cheryl Mills. March 2nd, why is that an important date? Well, that is the date that the New York Times released the story showing that Hillary Clinton had used a non-secured, non-approved or authorized non-government email server for all of her work as Secretary of State, private and personal. And in that email, John Podesta said, we're going to have to dump all those emails, so better to do so sooner than later. By the way, as a little hat tip to our frequent guest here on Mornings on the Mall, Lanny Davis, he prefaced that by saying, not to sound like Lanny. I'm guessing it's Lanny Davis.
Yeah, one would assume.
That they're talking about. There aren't a whole lot of Lannys out there. That was October 2nd. Now, just a couple of days later, the aforementioned Lanny Davis appeared on Fox News Channel. And with Chris Wallace, he agreed that it would be a good idea to have a private, independent individual go through all of the emails and determine which ones were work-related and which ones were personal emails, rather than just rely on the Clinton team to do that. To that, John Podesta emailed to a group of campaign staffers, we need to zap Lanny Davis out of our universe. He was very upset at the idea that Lanny had agreed to there on national television to have an independent actor come and give a judgment on what emails were private or personal. Oh, we can't have that. We got to zap Lanny out of our universe. What else do we know? We know that by the end of the month, despite a subpoena from Congress, the Clinton team had used Bleach Bit to, in fact, trash everything that was on that hard drive. Another word for trash would be dump. So there seems to be some question about whether John Podesta's email saying we got to dump all these emails, whether that meant to dump them as in a document dump. That's what the Clinton campaign is saying, by the way. They said that dump meant to release to the public like a document dump, not deleting or getting rid of all of them. That's what they're saying John Podesta meant. But of course, we also know what they did, which was, in fact, trash all of the emails so the American people would never know exactly whether those emails that were deleted were private or and personal yoga lesson appointments, or whether they were in fact things that she was trying to hide from the American people. So we leave it to you. I think I've laid out all of the information there. There may be some other mitigating facts. There's certainly a lot of assumptions that can be made, but based on the facts that I laid out, what do you mean, think John Podesta meant? 888-630-9625. Is this in fact an email showing the chairman of the Clinton campaign saying the day the email story came out, we got to get rid of all these emails? Or was this the chairman saying we need to release everything and give full transparency and full disclosure? What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. All I know is what happened, Brian. And what happened was, by the end of the month, they had a service that used something called BleachBit that completely erased forever everything that was on that hard drive. Mm-hmm. You know, like with a cloth, it was wiped. So I think that and dump can be interpreted many ways. And I understand people saying that it was he meant that to release it out there. However, that also doesn't explain why he was so outraged several days later when Lanny Davis actually laid out a clear path in which they could release everything. If, in fact, John Podesta meant by dump, he meant to release everything and be transparent to the American people, then why was he so incensed that Lanny Davis actually put forth an idea on how they could do that? And why, in fact, at the end of the day, did they erase everything? To me, I can't make assumptions. I've got to look at what happened. And what happened was they trashed it. And to me, that means this email points them in that direction. What do you think, 888-630-WMAL?
Well, look, there's nothing more that I would love than to have this be the definitive document, which goes to the issue of intent. Because it would suggest that there was obstruction of justice in this particular case. I have looked at this very closely, and my first read on it was, oh my gosh, this is the smoking gun. This is Podesta talking to Cheryl Mills and saying, we're going to have to dump these emails. And it suggested when you say dump, as you say, many people look at that as throw them away, get rid of them, bury them in a landfill somewhere. But then I got to thinking, well, there's another use of that word dump. And in Washington, D.C., we often talk about a whole lot of documents being put out into the public as a document dump. That is a very commonly used term here in Washington. And then I think the thing that sort of persuaded me that this may not be the smoking gun was the fact that Podesta makes a reference to Lanny. I don't want to sound like Lanny. I assume we're talking here about Lanny Davis, because I don't think Lanny Brewer was in the mix in this discussion on any level.
Well,
so I assume it's talking about Lanny Davis. And Lanny Davis had been on record as saying we need to be more transparent. We need to be more open about this. He was very much making those kind of public statements. In fact, I think he may have made those statements like that on our air here at one time or another. So I don't know that this is the smoking gun. It certainly is suspicious. But one thing is clear, Larry. You're absolutely right about one thing. Ultimately, what they did was they destroyed 33,000 emails. And nobody really knows what was on them. Well, we may know eventually, because they may well be on the Wiener laptop, but until now, we don't really know what was in those documents, and a certain number of them were destroyed. And BleachBit was used, to make sure that you could never reconstruct those emails. I think that this is John Podesta suggesting we need to get it all out there. I think that it is advice that was rejected by the other person in that email exchange, Cheryl Mills. That is my, because she has always been the scrubber in chief in the Clinton world. So that's my take on it. I don't think it quite gets there. I wish that it did, because it would really button this up in one nice big bow and we could move on. But I don't think it quite meets the standard.
All right. What do you think? 888-630-9625. We'll start with Valerie in Stafford. Valerie, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, Dylan.
Hey.
Okay. When I take something and I want to delete it, I take a city dump.
Yeah.
Okay. The dump, in the government, dump means delete it. Okay. I don't know where this guy's coming from. And also, if that means he's going to release all these documents, he's saying he's releasing the public, how come we didn't see them? So, I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, Valerie, I think in Washington they often say when a huge amount of information is released to the public, they call it a document dump.
I've never seen that.
Well, so. I hear you, Valerie.
It's a very common term in political circles.
In political circles, but another
journalism circles as well.
Another common term is release. And he didn't use the word release. He specifically used the word dump. And here's the thing. You have to make an assumption when you give him the benefit of the doubt that that's what he meant. But if you just go by the words that are there, what we actually know, and not make an assumption, but when you look at the words that are there and then look at what the end result was...
Well, not entirely. You don't have to entirely make a assumption because you are informed by his comments about Lanny, aren't you?
No, because we don't know what Lanny has told the team behind closed doors.
Privately, right.
But we do know that they were, as I just laid out, Brian, when the aforementioned Lanny made a public statement about how they could release this information, or in your assumption, dump these emails, they were incensed. They wanted to zap him from their universe.
But he was suggesting something akin to a special investigator in this matter, and that's something that they definitely would not have wanted.
That's an assumption. That's what they were upset about.
Well, that's what he was talking about on Fox News Sunday.
What do you think?
And that's what they were reacting to. 888-630-WML.
You see how Brian and I differ on this, so why don't you chime in and tell us which one's got it right. It's 516. Let's go straight to Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I'm starting out this morning talking about the Rockville Pike again, but this time because of the paving project. And actually, you're probably happy they're paving because it has been milled and rough for days and hard to even cross the pike. So southbound on 355 as you come down near Congressional Plaza, that's where you're down to just one lane right now as they try to wrap it up for the morning rush hour. So just patience as they finish that. Beyond looks good down to the Beltway. Now, northbound side of Rockville Pike near Cedar Lane inside the Beltway, that's where they were finishing up the road work as well. 270, nothing to tell you about. That looks good out of Frederick down through to the Beltway. Beltway thumbs up, Maryland and VA. 66, 95, 395, quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning are going to give away to sunny skies in the afternoon. High of 77 today. Nice day. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 59. And then tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun early. Then pretty cloudy later in the day. Maybe even a stray shower or thunderstorm. But it's going to bring warm weather. Tomorrow's 81 degrees is the high. Right now, it's 56 at 517.
Fast changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with the purchase of a new qualifying Lennox system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
We have an email from John Podesta to Cheryl Mills on the day the New York Times revealed that Hillary Clinton used a private server. And he says we're going to have to dump all those emails, so better do it sooner rather than later. We also know by the end of the month they used BleachBit to delete all those emails, even though they were under a subpoena from Congress. So the Clinton campaign says dump, we meant release everything. Give us the benefit of the doubt here. Have they earned the benefit of the doubt in all of their handlings of the email story? Do you want to give them that benefit of the doubt? Rusty and Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Rusty?
Good morning. I think that the intent was to make those emails vanish. And I don't know if you heard that WND, Jerome Corsi at WND broke this morning that certain emails had been downloaded from Aberdeen's email account on the Yahoo, and that in and of itself constitutes a total breach of
I hear you. Corsi at WND hasn't broken that. That's actually been around quite a bit, that because she was having trouble with her printer, she forwarded a lot of emails to her Yahoo account, and she was admonished and warned by people within the government that she should not do that because it makes her and her emails, whom Aberdeen that is, vulnerable to attack. And, of course, she continued doing it because they didn't care about that over there at the Secret at the State Department. How about BR in Frederick? BR, you're on WMAL. You're going to give John Podesta the benefit of the doubt on this one?
You know what? I will. This is who cares what the meaning of the word dump means? It's like, what does is mean? You know?
That's right.
I'll give him this one. And listen, next week when Trump wins, the next morning there's going to be a million calls to defense criminal attorneys in Washington because all these people are going to run for cover when she loses.
Well, I'll tell you, BR, it is going to take a change in the presidency, a change of parties in the White House for that to happen, because you will, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, you will have an attorney general that looks a whole lot like Loretta Lynch. And
they're all going to run for cover. They're all going to start pointing fingers at each other and getting lawyers. Right. It's going to be beautiful.
There's some of that already going on, but you're right.
There are two things you can be assured of. You're going to have an attorney general that looks a whole lot like a Loretta Lynch, and you will not have James Comey as the FBI director. Yeah. I think those things are both quite possible.
Yeah.
Mike and Marshall, you're on WMAL. We're talking about this question that if John Podesta said dump the emails, did he mean release the emails? Because, boy, they sure ended up deleting them all, Mike.
Well, I think the key word is really not dump, and I think the key word's going to be zap, because if somebody wants to zap you from the universe, from the Democrat Party, man, that's some bad news.
Well, thankfully, Lanny Davis still walks among us.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Mike. But I understand the concerns. Thanks for the call. Listen, obviously, we reached out to Lanny Davis. We wanted him to reply to this, but
sure, absolutely.
He was unavailable today, and so hopefully we will get him on here. But of course, Lanny can't speak to what other people said. All we can do is take the words that they used, and we can then look at the results. And Brian, I think what you're saying is if John Podesta did mean let's release all of these things, then that means he was vetoed by Cheryl Mills. It means that the chairman of the campaign...
Well, I do believe that.
Or Hillary Clinton. But either way, this is what's interesting to me. You said, I think this may be the smoking gun that showed intent that they obstructed justice.
No, I mean, if you interpret it the way you interpret it, it would be the smoking gun.
Okay, but here's my question for you. Why do you need that email as the smoking gun?
Because it gets to the question of intent.
Well, what was the intent of using Bleachbit to clear the drive off?
But we don't know that Podesta was in favor of that. And we don't know that Podesta was the one who was suggesting that.
Whoa, you're misunderstanding me. I don't care about John Podesta. I care about Hillary Clinton. She's in charge here.
Ultimately.
So what was the intent?
Listen, Larry, you're not going to get any argument from me about the intent of what they were trying to do. At the end, the intent with whoever made the final decision was that we're going to destroy the emails.
And we already have obstruction, regardless of emails.
But if you look at this and you say, this is a smoking gun that suggests that, look, they were talking about it. There was collusion between Podesta and Mills. It sort of looks bad, but I'm not sure it absolutely proves that point.
It's 5:22 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
You know, the sun is setting earlier and earlier, and this weekend is the weekend that you change your clocks back, you know? A holiday travel just around the corner. Make sure your home and family are always protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. And then you got to ask yourself a question. How much are you paying for your security monitoring service right now? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You're just throwing money down a rat hole there. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place. You can get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman for only $19.95 a month. And at Ackerman, security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And by the way, if you love technology, then you're going to love Ackerman's Total Connect service. It will allow you to control your alarm system from any smartphone, tablet, or computer, even view live video for just a few dollars more. So switch to Ackerman today. Mention WMAL, and you will get up to 3 months of monitoring free if you make the call in November. Call now. Switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start here for our morning rush hour. Bowie, Maryland, let's take you in on 50 as you come out of Annapolis and up through to the Beltway. Bowie, that looks good. No problems in Greenbelt on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. No road work lingering there. Do have some road work on the Rockville Pike, though, lingering the paving project. On 355 as you come southbound right near Congressional Plaza, do watch crews. We're still out there along the right side, trying to make that roadway a little smoother there. Northbound inside the Beltway near Cedar Lane, that's where we had the work crews as well. 270, just a little bit of volume as you come out of Frederick down toward the Monocacy. That's where I see the slowest stretch right now. We're good getting into town. Bridges over the Anacostia looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push it up into the upper 70s today. The overcast this morning, give way to sunshine quickly as we get into the afternoon, especially. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees at 526.
Well, that's right. Friday is the last stop on our diner tour. That's right. We've been doing the diner tour for the last couple of weeks. We were out in Tyson's, and then we went to Rockville. And now, on this coming Friday, we'll be at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington, Virginia. That's 4711 Lee Highway. The doors open at 5 a.m., and we'll be taking the show on the road. A good chance for you to come by, rub elbows, say hello, shake our hands, get a selfie, eat some pork products, and talk politics. So we're going to have a really, really good time. And I got to tell you, I mean, the Tyson's folks, I mean, they brought their A game.
Oh, yeah.
The Rockville people, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it was amazing. So we're counting on folks in the Arlington area to show up in big numbers. And we'll have special guests there, so you never know who's going to walk in the door.
Well, we've just learned the former Virginia Governor George Allen
will be there to
name a few. So make sure you're there. We'd love to see you and love to have breakfast with you and lots of coffee.
That's the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington this coming Friday. Doors open at 5.
Open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor, or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, a Redskins player gets suspended. The Cubs and the Indians go to a seventh game, and no one's watching the NFL. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The closing days of the presidential campaign. Hillary Clinton is trying to keep the discussion away from her email scandal and focus instead on her attacks on Donald Trump.
An unscripted moment here in Florida as Hillary Clinton really went after a protester that interrupted her rally, kind of echoing what you're hearing from campaign aides across the board.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
It's one area where we saw a crowd get more riled than we've seen over the last couple of weeks.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, the latest national Washington Post ABC News tracking poll has Clinton and Trump in a virtual dead heat. But Clinton still leads Trump by 6 points in Virginia, according to that poll. The NTSB is taking the lead in the investigation into yesterday's bus crash in Baltimore. 6 people died when a school bus crashed into an MTA commuter bus. The medical examiner will be checking to see if the 67-year-old school bus driver had a medical crisis before the crash. The Anne Arundel County School Board votes today on next year's school calendar. The good news for the students is there may be a longer summer break. The bad news for them, the calendar also trims back spring break and Christmas break and cuts the number of built-in snow days. 2 federal agencies have now cleared the way for construction of a new metro station in Alexandria. The National Park Service and the Federal Highway Administration have both signed off on the station in Alexandria's Potomac Yards community. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,037, the Nasdaq at 5154. Sports, the Cubs dominate Game 6, sending the World Series to a winner-take-all Game 7 tonight. NHL, the Caps beat Winnipeg, the Wizards host the Raptors tonight, and the Redskins lose Trent Williams for the next 4 games, suspended for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, as news of skyrocketing healthcare costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now, listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, it's for real this time. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve? You'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. 703-663-8824 or principalmedicalgroup.com. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my good friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just did it again. Robert and Heather called the Reynolds team, and they needed help selling their home. Boy, did Debbie and Sarah come through. First, they helped them stage the home, schedule repairs, and took professional photos, and then they got their home on the market quick. Here's what they did. They sold it fast for $10,000 over the asking price. You don't want to hire just any realtor. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. It's a fact that the Reynolds have thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. They get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. So let's recap here. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They sell faster and get top dollar for their sellers. Why would you call anyone else? Call Debbie or Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations, like the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, which works tirelessly to speed a cure for the estimated 5 million people worldwide living with Parkinson's disease today. To support the Michael J. Fox Foundation, CFC number 12227, log on to michaeljfox.org. Or to learn more about the CFC, visit WMAL.com/charity.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Stafford, just the volume building. Same story in Dale City toward the Occoquan. No incidents to report on 66, but here we come through Manassas towards Centerville. Again, just on the increase for that stop and go. No problems in Chantilly. Coming off the Greenway onto Herndon and Reston onto the toll road. It's been a quiet trip. Beltway, good start here. Virginia and Maryland, let's keep it that way. I know you want to as well. 270 southbound out of Frederick toward Urbana, again toward 109. Seeing those delays forming here for the start of the commute, but lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average with a little overcast around, but then sunshine comes in and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Alexandria, 52 in Rockville, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, KT McFarland. At 8:05, we'll crunch the numbers. We'll see where they stand with Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics. And then we'll enter a discussion about what in the world was going on with Trent Williams and why did he miss that drug test with Sally Jenkins, sports reporter from the Washington Post. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The Cubs and the Indians, the Major League Baseball teams from Chicago and Cleveland, you know, their fans have waited a collective 785 years to see their team win a World Series. Okay, maybe I'm overstating the case, but I'm sure it feels that way to the Cubs and Indian fans. But they've waited a whole long time to see one of their teams win a World Series, and now it looks like they're going to have to wait one more game. They couldn't get it done, the Indians, last night in Game 6, as the Cubs beat them to force a final and decisive, we assume, Game 7 in this World Series. And why not? It makes sense, right? Considering these are the two oldest franchises that have waited this long since their last World Series, why not make their fans play it out in this dramatic fashion? Joe Maddon, manager of the Chicago Cubs.
It's been a very well-contested series. Both sides have played really good baseball. They have been outstanding pitching. They've been outstanding pitching all year. All of a sudden, our offense is having a resurgence, which we need.
Yeah, and they sure didn't earlier in the series, as the Indians were shutting out the Cubs quite a bit. But last night, they scored plenty of runs, and they bounced back right there in Cleveland, Ohio. So it's a final. It's a Game 7, and it's going to be dramatic, and I have a feeling the ratings are going to be through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, I have not watched any game, but I will watch this one for sure. It'll be a great game.
Meanwhile, ratings aren't so great for the NFL. They continue to slide. Lots of people have different opinions about it. There there has been a poll taken, and a large number of respondents said it's because of the disrespect shown to the national anthem. I think that that adds to the belief that the league is kind of thumbing their nose at their fans and trying to put themselves above their fans and their fans' feelings.
Why wouldn't they be willing to entertain that as a possibility? They seem to be, you know, completely rejecting that as an argument.
I guarantee you that in the corridors of the NFL's offices,
right.
They are entertaining that as an option. We will talk to Sally Jenkins, as you mentioned. She had an article about it in the Washington Post yesterday. She has an opinion about it, too, and she thinks a lot of it also has to do with the new rules of the league and the way every play seems to be evaluated for instant replay, which drags down the game. She has a lot of opinions on it as well. We'll take that up at 8:35. Meanwhile, now that we've gotten all this baseball and NFL talk, there's really only one thing anyone cares about. Oh, sure, it's tangentially related to the NFL, but the Redskins transcend the NFL here in Washington, D.C. I mean, we bleed burgundy and gold, don't we? And so that's why today's news about Trent Williams, the all-pro left tackle for the Washington Redskins, is pretty sad and disheartening news. Right when the Redskins seem to be putting things together and making a play for the NFC East, they're going to lose this very critical player for their offense for four games because he did not show up for a drug test.
I am outraged by this. This is, why did he not show up for the drug test? I doubt that it was something that slipped his mind. I think it was a decision that he knew if he went and had the drug test, it was going to go show something that he didn't want to show. And if that's the case, then I have one word for Trent Williams. Pretty stupid.
That's two words,
well,
Joe Biden.
Okay, he's stupid.
I'd certainly go for selfish. I don't know.
Selfish and stupid.
I don't think he's stupid. I think he's selfish. And listen, when you say...
Well, he was stupid to have done something that was going to have him fail a drug test.
Okay. Listen, when you say you have to reach the conclusion that there was something in his system, that's why he didn't take the test. Well, that's how the NFL views it. Certainly, that's why the rules are like this. You take the test. If they find something, you're suspended. If you refuse to take the test, we're going to assume you had something in there. That's why the rules are the way they are. Mm. We don't know what it was. It could have been a...
I know this. He made a decision at some point to do something that was going to show up on a drug test, whether it was performance-enhancing drugs, where it was smoke a joint, whatever it is. He did something. He made a conscious decision to do something that he knew was going to show up on a drug test. And that is a stupid and selfish decision. I'm out. I get so irritated when this happens.
So,
you have one job, and that's to stay clean and play football. Okay, that's two jobs. Stay clean and play football. I'm having trouble with numbers today.
Yeah, like counting is hard.
Two jobs. Stay clean, play football. And he blew one of them.
And he gets paid a whole lot of money two things. Well, listen, it could have been a performance-enhancing drug, which...
Well, it's still a bad decision.
Oh, I know. I'm not.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm not mitigating this, Brian, in any way whatsoever.
It so irritates me.
I guess I'm just trying to... Stupid suggests that the man is in some way, you know, incapable of having the intelligence to make these choices. I'm not giving him that benefit. I think he's a very smart man. I think to be able to handle an offensive scheme as complicated as Coach Gruden's, he's got a lot of intelligence. So he's smart. He's not stupid. He's just selfish and reckless, and that's what he did it. Again, we're assuming, just like the NFL rule dictates, you've got to assume that he had something in his system. So it was either a performance-enhancing drug or it was a recreational drug like marijuana or cocaine. And either way, whether he took something to enhance his performance that is against the rules. All right. It's 542 on WMAL. We'll certainly have Trevor Maddich on with us Friday to find out exactly what the impact on the Redskins' next four games will be. It's 542.
As Barack says, a three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join my friends of Elite Shooting Sports as they commemorate their second anniversary on November 5th with an open house celebration from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tour the facility and enjoy a day of food and fun. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we come for the early morning commute, loving the ride. 395 off the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. It looks good on the freeway each direction. I'm checking out the cameras there, not too many cars. Into the 3rd Street Tunnel, good. We do have a lot of cars, though, on 295 southbound, as we do normally at this time of the morning southbound. So we'll start to see some of those delays forming as you push south past Burroughs Avenue toward East Capitol Street, but nothing along the way to report as far as incidents. 66, same drill with the volume forming in Manassas towards Centerville. Beltway, good. Virginia and Maryland, not many issues reported. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, starting to see those brake lights as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average, with a little overcast around. But then sunshine comes in, and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight, about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Freeze trap. Right now, it's 54 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Well, you know, yesterday on this show, I gave you a rundown on a very interesting relationship that was in the news. It had to do with a guy by the name of Peter Kadzik, who is a key player, an assistant attorney general over at the Justice Department, and his long-running relationship with John Podesta. It was interesting because right now, Kadzik is the guy who is saying, you know what, the Department of Justice is going to move with great speed to try to get the answers as to what's on Anthony Weiner's laptops. So he's a key player. He's very much active in the halls of the Department of Justice in this investigation. And again, a very close friend and confidant of John Podesta. They have dinner together. They went to school together. His son, Kadzik's son, asked John Podesta for a job. That's the nature of their relationship. So it was with great interest yesterday that I saw something else that happened that caught my attention. It was a document dump, if you'll pardon the word, given all our previous conversations.
Oh, they used bleach bit on it?
No. They dumped a bunch of documents, the FBI did.
I see.
This was a FOIA request that was made by someone somewhere. Apparently, a number of people had requested information on the Mark Rich Pardon.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day when Clinton was leaving office, his last day in office, he pardoned this this billionaire, Mark Rich. And it was people thought, well, why in the world did he do that? What was going on behind the scenes there? There was even an FBI investigation, and that's what these documents got to. Was that pardon of Mark Rich appropriate? Well, listen to this. It's interesting that this dropped completely out of the blue. Nobody saw this coming. It was just, boom, there it was. Interesting. There's not a lot in them because it's very much redacted because it went before a grand jury, apparently. But here are the key players that were involved in that drama back in the day. James Comey was involved in that investigation at the FBI. Peter Kadzik, aforementioned Peter Kadzik, was the lawyer who was working on behalf of Mark Rich, petitioning John Podesta at the Clinton White House to get Clinton to give him the pardon.
Huh.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. There were some parts of this investigation looked into the activities of one Eric Holder. So why in the world, in the middle of all that's going on, would this particular document just fall into the little place where the FBI puts its FOIA request when they get cleared? Out of the blue. Nobody knows why it just fell there yesterday. I think there's a really epic battle going on right now. And I think that what this suggests is that behind the scenes at the Department of Justice and the FBI, there is a war a-waging. And I think that this fell into the public domain yesterday as sort of a brushback. I think it was really hardball being played by James Comey saying, okay, John Podesta, okay, Peter Kadzik, you're going to play games with me in my investigation of this matter? Just look at this, and remember, I know what you are, and I know what you did. And I think it is absolutely a brushback by James Comey. I've talked to other people at the FBI and who have FBI and Justice Department connections, and they agree that this is exactly the kind of hardball that's being played. Some suggest that the story that came out last week, where we learned that President Obama apparently used a fake name on his email conversations with Secretary Clinton, was also a brushback of the White House. Interesting to note that just the other day, the White House was very careful to say they think that James Comey is a man of integrity, indicating they didn't want to have a fight with James Comey either. I think there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes that suggest a major battle, power battle, is underway, and James Comey is playing extremely hard ball.
That could very well be, and you're using a lot of baseball terminologies here, brushback, hard ball, and there's one other, and that's inside baseball, because that's very much a conversation about what's going on in the inner corridors of the mm-hmm. FBI and the Department of Justice and the White House and the Clinton campaign. Can I just step back for a minute here?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because you covered this, the Mark Rich pardon
back
story.
In the day, yep.
So you have a whole lot of knowledge here that I think you assume everyone remembers, and you're leaving something very important out here. Why was this even investigated by the FBI? You just said, people said, why would they give Mark Rich a pardon there like that in the final days of the Clinton campaign? Here's why. Because he gave a $450,000 donation to the Clinton Presidential Library Foundation. What did that Clinton Library Fund turn into eventually?
The Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation and Clinton Global Initiative. He also gave $100,000 to Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign. They've been in the business of trading favors for money since back then, and it's continued for 20 years, and it will continue for four more years if she's president. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Over the summer, the Clintons bought their neighbor's house in Chappaqua, house next to them. They bought it as a weekend retreat for Chelsea's family, for Chelsea and her husband and the new little baby there, reportedly. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the town got a complaint that work was being done to the new property. When an inspector showed up, it was obvious a huge project was underway. The house for Chelsea was being totally renovated. A new kitchen was being installed, along with a new heating, air conditioning, and ventilation system. Interior walls were being removed, and a pool was being filled in. The town had no idea about the Clinton expansion because nobody had filed the required permits. Now, apparently, in order to finish the renovations before the holidays, the Clintons ordered the work started right after they bought the house. They didn't bother to secure permits. Too much trouble, I guess. Bill and Hillary, busy people, you know. They did have time to approve contractors and okay the plans, but taking the time to make sure rules and regulations are followed? No way. That's for the little people. These are the Clintons we're talking about. Legal requirements are for the little people, the peons. I wonder if they have a server room in that new house. Maybe in Chelsea's basement? For when Hillary's president? I wonder.
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to identity theft, it's a real jungle out there. There are so many ways it can happen. Credit card fraud is just one way. Someone could file fake tax returns in your name or use your social security number to open a bank account. Thank goodness there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology detects a wide range of identity threats. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only monitors changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. And if you have a problem, one of their dedicated U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock helps fix identity theft issues. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. With the holiday travel season almost here, break-ins will be on the increase, so now is the time to get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. It's also easy to make the switch and save with Ackerman. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring for that great $19.95 a month. Price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. If technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service gives you total control of your system from any smart device. You can even view live videos of your home for just a few dollars more. Need one more reason? Mention you heard the ad on WMAL and get up to 3 months of monitoring free in November. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security now. Get protected. Switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where to begin? Anywhere. It's good, guys. We're off to a really nice start here. Maryland, 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Good. Nice and quiet is 29. BW Parkway, George Washington Parkway looking good, too, coming off the Beltway, heading toward the overlooks. It's the volume in those areas where we really get stacked up for the morning commute early on, which is 66 in Manassas, Centerville, 95 in Stafford, again in Dale City. Again, just seeing the brake lights, DC 295 as you push south down toward the 11th Street Bridge. But lanes are reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wednesday showing a little overcast around first part of the day. No rain. Warmer temperatures on the move. 77, generally sunny as we get into the afternoon. Tonight, 59, clear. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thunder shower up near 81. Sunshine returns Friday, cooler, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
the 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Hey, it's ABC 7's Kid O'Shea in Nashville, right in the middle of all the celebrations for tonight's CMA Awards. I'm taking you live to all the star-studded excitement and fanfare. Join me throughout the day and after the CMAs tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
What about these cases where they take a crash or they recreate a crash in front of a school to remind kids about drunk driving? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? We'll explore.
Donald Trump encouraging voters who have already voted for Hillary Clinton to ask for their ballot back and change it. Is that a thing? Should they be allowed to